Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, again, it's 6 o'clock p.m. and Uncle Billy is ready to talk. Let's Talk Health is the topic tonight, and I'll only be on for 1 hour due to some unavoidable circumstances. Y'all know Empire come on at 8. just figured I'd drop that one in. I think I finally have someone to do Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursday nights. Hopefully a different set of people. But, hey, all's well that ends well. We will work it out. You know, that's an old song. I'm pretty sure a lot of you listeners don't understand that yet. But we'll get past that. But the fact of the matter is, we just got to do better. We got to do better. If we really are going to be our brother's keeper and all that other good stuff we be talking about, we got to start somewhere. So why not start where they say old folk do it best? You know, they say every time old people get together, first thing they start talking about is health. And I can kind of attest to that because everybody really wants to know how you're doing. You know, how's your health? Because we get to a position in life to where we're almost content. We no longer have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and go hit it hard as we used to. Sometimes we get there, but we still double back and want to do more, and we try to do more. And sometimes the illnesses that we've been tolerating get a little rougher. That's because you didn't take care of it. You didn't finalize the medication. You didn't do whatever. But now you're paying the full penalty. So let's get in on that tonight. What I decided to try and talk about was some of the preventive type illnesses that we assist in developing ourselves by eating a lot of different things, because, man, it's really good. I remember I used to taste that salt. Man, it used to taste so good. I used to just say to myself, golly, when God made this, but he didn't make it to misuse it and abuse it the way we did and the way we do our bodies with it. Y'all don't hear me, but then you kind of need to. You kind of need to kind of double back and think about some of those things like, oh, man, that Kool-Aid that you drink with all of that sugar in it and stuff. Man, just think. It was so good to you, you got dog, we couldn't wait for the next day. And you can make another picture. Yeah. You know, all of that kind of stuff. Knowing that, you know, gluttony is a sin anyhow, but you want to overdo it with stuff that ain't even good for you. Think about it. Well, you don't think about it too much, but then once it starts hitting you hard, you know, you can tell when you're getting a little older because your body's getting a little weaker. Easier for you to get sick. Easier. That ain't all it is, see? What it is all of them times that you fell off them trucks, hit your leg and stuff, and didn't do too much about it. You know, you might have cracked a bone, something like that. You know, all of that comes to mind right now with me sitting here thinking about it. Because, partner, I got aches and pains in places I didn't think I had. So, you know, let's get real. Yeah, this is going to be This is going to be 60 minutes of real stuff. And whether you like it or not, you're going to identify with a lot of this. Oh, by the way, that's the name of my new show that we're going to have on here one night, at least one night a week from here on out. I identify. Yeah, because you identify with a whole lot of this that I'm going through. But guess what? You didn't do nothing about it. And well, partner, I didn't either. I identify with a whole lot of them, I'm finna tell you. Because, and the reason I want to get so serious about it and upfront and personal with it is because I'm in need of a kidney again, you know. A lot of y'all that know me and a lot of y'all that don't know me don't realize the problems that you have to go through once you get hypertension, diabetes, pneumonia, illnesses like that, that kind of like what you call keep on coming back. They ain't keep coming back. They're called chronic illnesses. And chronic illnesses is what, and I hate to say it like this, but you know, facts speak for themselves. A lot of doctors love chronically ill patients. So you helping them out. You helping a whole lot of doctors pay their college tuition and yeah, a whole lot of other things by getting chronic illnesses. And, you know, when you're young, you don't think about it. But since I watch my Facebook and I know I got a lot of youngsters that listen, I'm going to give y'all the real deal. That's the reason you called me Uncle Bill. And I'm here to tell you, you ain't going to like it. Because, you know, it's one thing that we didn't pass along to our youngsters when we should have. That was a responsibility of their own health and life and actually growing up. You know, gave them too much. You know, you gave, hey, your child wanted some Michael Jordan, you got him some Michael Jordan. But you didn't tell him that, you know, and when you turn 18, 19, you got to go to school and learn to take care of yourself and get out there and be responsible so that you'll have to learn some of these things by yourself or on your own, some of the things that I missed. But see, you know, realism don't set in until you start looking over your shoulders and saying, golly, what did I miss? So I'm here to help. I'm here to help in a big way. But at that same time, it's going to be disappointing to find out that you missed some things because you walking around with all of these illnesses and you're still not telling your young children, your grandchildren, and whomever else you love and you wouldn't want to see go through all of the different things that you went through with all of these problems. So let's get real. Let's get real. It's a lot of illnesses. You might not be able to stop them because you done put so many things in motion. But it's a lot of other things that you can slow down. Like if you don't have high blood pressure right now, God bless and bestow upon you a whole lot of good sense. Stop doing a lot of salt. And quiet as it kept, and it ain't fun. Stop doing salt, period. You know, as much as you can. Because a low-sodium diet will save you from a whole lot of mental stress. Because once you get high blood pressure, especially if you're a man, you got to change a lot of your plans, brother. Yeah, y'all don't hear me, but you have to call in to get the other information about that part, because I'm just not going to expose you and your illness to everybody like that. But you got to realize that with some of those illnesses, come a whole lot of pain. And high blood pressure is just one of them. Cause the mental stress after you get that and start taking medication that you don't like, that's just a small portion of the battle. So let's talk preventative health a little, Taze, because, you know, it's your diet. It's according to how you feel about it. But I also suggest to you one thing, and this is only because I love you, and ain't nobody ever told you, because you're so manly. Why don't you go visit the hospital once a month or something just to catch up with some of your good Samaritanism. Oh, I made up that word. That was a good one, too. That felt real good. Good Samaritanism. Yeah. See, because it was a reason for all of that. You know, you be a good Samaritan so that you will see some of the things that you would really like to avoid. You go visit the hospital, them sick people and everything, so that once you're around them and you see them and you see them limping through and crawling through and whatever else because of the loss of skills and ability that one truism leads to another is, you can't do none of the things you used to do and half of the things you want to do. Y'all don't hear me, but you're going to hear me by the end of this show. Because you go in that hospital after that first visit, you're going to say, ooh, I don't think I want to go back there. But then you're going to lay back. And all of the different people that you visited, all the people that you came across, some that you liked that big smile on their face, some that you liked them frowns because they was telling you something. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. They got to you. So you thinking about them while you laying there in the bed. I wonder if, well, see, you didn't ask all of them questions like I told you to ask, so you got to go back again. Well, I ain't going to stay long, but I'm just going to go back. I'm going to ask them what happened to them, you know, just them two or three that you like, that smile on their face or that frown that let you know they want to tell you something. So when you go back and you ask these questions, well, the ones you're really looking for, they not there no more. Yeah, you know, they gone. But just so happened, cut into a couple of motors almost just like them. You immediately start telling yourself in your mind, well, shit, didn't take long to fill them beds with some new folk. Just like them got the same kind of sicknesses. Well, that flow you was on was one of the flows that's getting people ready for end-stage renal disease. And, you know, y'all don't hear me. Too much solid intake leads up to a lot of what they call end-stage renal disease. That's when you get to losing your organs and stuff. You know, your kidneys, your liver, your pancreas, you know, all of this here. So that little flow that you have to walk up on just by asking the doctor where them people be at that eat too much salt and stuff, it's called the end-stage renal disease flow. You know, high blood pressure, heart disease, you know, yeah, diabetes and all of that there. So, but even though you didn't get to see them that you met first time, what you do, you actually start talking to those that, what got you here, man, you know, because they still smiling, they still laughing, even though they done lost their kidney. Even though they waiting on a transplant, you begin to realize, well, golly, man, how many people this done happened to? And they ain't even mad. Well, you know, you thinking now because you ain't been there but 15 minutes, but you done already learned that the flows is filled up, all the beds is filled. You know, it ain't just It ain't just them you saw. It's them you hear going all down the hall, their family members standing outside the doors and stuff. Some of them getting close to getting their transplants and whatever, or getting evaluated for. So, you know, you walking around in enemy territory if you want to do good. Because there's so many people that need your help. We talking about organ donations and everything else. This is the life of that flow that you're on. And if you keep on that road you're going on, Mr. Solid Level, where you might end up. So if you continue on this road, you know, sometimes you got to take the strength to make the strength to do the best you can to be here for your kids and your grandkids and everything. So the same sacrifices we talk about doing when your child is growing up and you're taking that child to school, you still got to educate that child on life. You still got to take the identity out of it and say, I'm still a daddy. This salt on my table has got to go. And if you like salt, you're going to have to sneak and eat it. And if I catch you sneaking and eat it, you got to pay the cost. See, that's what it's all about. You have to make some demands that's going to stick with that child the rest of that child's life for the simple reason. We forget once we get on our own for a little while. For a little while, you know, if you raise them right, they'll sooner or later come close to standing by the tree, you know. But, you know, a lot of times that freedom make them do the responsibility that you make them have by saying, well, no, my daddy told me this a long time ago. Don't eat no whole lot of salt, boy, because you end up with high blood pressure and you won't know what to do with it, because that's because your daddy went in that hospital like I told him to do. Go in there and visit some folk, and then he started back going real often where he seen folk getting their legs amputated, their arms taken off, their toes got gangrene, had to get cut off and stuff like that. So, you know, and on occasion, he took you a couple of times. You didn't tell your friends that because they didn't have to know all of your business. But you just told them that my daddy told me about this salt, you know. And then you pass it on down like that to where your kids pass it down to your grandkids. And you stop the cycle. You see what I'm saying? Right now, we have the largest cycle in history, and it's been found out that even the poverty level has a lot to do with it. So, doctors love you, because you don't care, and you're making them money. But once you find out, you realize that you really do care. Because it ain't just you. It's your kids. It's your grandkids. You got to think about all of that while you pouring that salt on that big old fat piece of steak. That brown gravy with a lot more salt in it. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. I've been there, done that. How you think I know about it? Yeah. Uh-huh. Been there, done that. Remember when I first told you, I'm not going to tell you about something I heard about. I'm going to tell you the things I know by experience, you know. I can't tell you I swam in Blue Lake and I just looked at it. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody told me about Blue Lake. That's not the same. It's two totally different things. One is a bald-faced lie. If I tell you I did it and all I did was hear about it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tell you some facts. Fact of the matter is, the more we do not pass along the torch, the way we supposed to pass along the torch, because that child is your responsibility until they get 18 years old. Now, that's the law. Yeah, as soon as you think you drive behind the ears, you can get out my house. But guess what? That would be your move. And I don't play chess a lot, but I got a chess game. I think about it a lot. I think about chess moves. What would I do? They say it's just like a battlefield. But see, I play dominoes. Same game, just a different system. And so I let you make your moves the way you think you can until you prove to me that you can't. By then, it's too late because you done already made your adult move. And just like everything else, you have to prove to me that you can't do it. Especially when you when you want to do it and you made your mind up. You know what I'm saying? So all of that deals with the same stuff, and that's you have to take ownership of all of that you're responsible for, which means that if your child see you eating a lot of salt, doing a lot of things you shouldn't be doing in front of a child. No, huh? But they are totally wrong. You talking about, well, do as I said do, don't do as I do. That's one of the stupidest things I ever heard in my life. I said it a couple of times to all my boys. And after I realized what I was saying, some 20 or 30 years later, I apologized to them. Didn't even tell them why I was apologizing. Because it was too stupid to just really, really, really admit to. But I told them, man, I owe y'all some apologies. And they started laughing. What for, Uncle Bill? What for? Man, if y'all only knew. Some of the stupid things I was saying when I was young and didn't know no better. But I should have, because y'all was my responsibility. And so, in fact, now if I tell them, if y'all going to learn this one, they take it with a grain of salt. But I tell them, I say, Uncle Bill, how come you? But if I haven't told y'all yet, salt is not good for you. That's the reason I said take that salt off the table. That's the reason I said don't overload that with salt. You know, I'm just letting the cook know because I've already told them, man, woman, child, I don't do salt, or I do as less salt as I possibly can. If I can taste it in your food, I'm not going to eat it. You know, because, you know, some people have a tendency to overdo it. And so if you're going to invite me over, I'm going to give you my room. Y'all know it. Yeah. Any of y'all that invited me to dinner, y'all know it. So, but that's what I tell them, because I want to stop the cycle as soon as I possibly can. And as I said, my family is terrible history of cancer, high blood pressure, and everything else. So I identify with a lot of illnesses, chronic illnesses and things like that. So had quite a few of them myself. Still have many of them, you know. Just like being a drug addict, you know. It ain't over till it's over, you know. So it's under control right now, and we'll get to that part of life in a little bit. But let's talk a bit more about some of these chronic illnesses that you all could prevent just with a little help from a friend. And Uncle Billy's going to be that friend this evening for a little while. I'm going to tell you all about Well, as I said, salt and a few other things. But a lot of the things that we do, period, as far as trying to live a healthy life, we don't do. We don't exercise enough. We got these machines and these calculators, and we don't want to do our own math. We don't want to do our own art. We don't want, you know, nothing. And we've got to cut that back because it's really not substantial to keep putting poisonous and no good chemicals in your body and expecting a different outcome from a family that's already ridden with those same type illnesses over and over again, to whereas you can follow the history of it and you're doing the same thing they did. You know, I kind of think they got a term for it. It's called insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. Yeah. Well, you know, we just have to stop the cycle and wake up and smell the coffee, man. Because if we don't do it, who gonna do it? You know, you ain't gonna see no whole lot of doctors rushing to you saying, you don't need this, you don't need that. That's not how they get paid. It might not be a reason why a lot of them don't do it. Some of them can't reach you or say they can't. Some of them say they don't know how to get in touch with you till after the fact. That's because you're not doing it yourself. You know, preventative health care means you got to go check on yourself every now and then. You know, when you see something wrong with your leg, you know it wasn't there last year, know it wasn't there last night, know it wasn't there last week, or whatever, you know. And then you start unnecessary bruising, you know. Say, man, anything different than it was last week, you got a problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to get into the bowel movement side and stuff like this, because you can store so much ill and poisonous chemicals and stuff in your own body for so long without it having a bad effect on you. But remember, that leads on over to dialysis too, because once those chemicals, self-induced chemicals, because your body creates so much poison itself that it would be disastrous to somebody else. But see, your body tolerated because it's yours. But I don't think anyone's ever tried to see how long it could, because people don't last. You know what I'm saying? Because they die. And then what they die from? Well, the doctor said they died from a heart attack. Yeah, because they couldn't tell which one of them poison killed your black butt. So, you know, you got to keep it real. But if you don't care, guess what? Why should they? Think about it. Now, think about it. You're going to go out and knowing that this is not good for you, knowing that they done had to put all kinds of information on cigarette packs now and stuff like that to tell you this is not good for you, this will kill you. You know, the only thing they done put on there that most people don't like, you don't like being called no fool, but what are you? When you can read on the pack, this will kill you, fool. Well, see, they didn't put food on there. If it had been left up to me, they'd have to put food on that. You know, in my little lawsuit, but I didn't get to sue them. I ought to go back and sue them now. I done had cancer 3 times. But, you know, you have to think about some of the things that you're doing rather than be like me and say some of the things that I did. You know what I'm saying? I know you heard that part because it's real realistic. You know, think about it. It's always best to say, I used to do that rather than I'm still doing that when you know it's wrong. That's two things right there, salt and cigarettes. That any sensible person going to the hospital, seeing all of them other sick people, should be able to stop anytime they get ready. Because if you can see death in front of you and look at yourself in the mirror and say, well, shit, I ain't too far away from that. But I'm far enough away to stop. That ain't hard to say. It ain't even hard to think about. That's the reason I'm trying to put it on your mind. Because once you realize how far you came away from them, the better you get in trying to tell other people how bad they were. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me, but y'all catch that tomorrow. See, that means that you got 5 years deep in not smoking and not doing salt, or you done got 10 years deep in not smoking and not doing salt. All of that matters because the further you get away from it means the longer chances you had to establish a better and healthier condition. See, because without them infecting your body as often as they were when you were doing them, means you're getting better. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all will catch that again. Cause I'm going to have to say that again. I might say it in a different way. But the more you leave it alone, the better you feel. Like when I first stopped smoking March 1st, 1998, I made that first anniversary, 1999. I was so proud. But I hadn't told that many people that I was monitoring myself to see how much better I would feel because I was almost, and I don't really want to sound too over-enthusiastic about it, but the fact of the matter is, a few months later, I tried to check myself, and I felt a lot better. You know, I was breathing better and everything. I since deteriorated back into the ill health area of breathing. I think that's because of this air. You know, I can't do too much about that, though. I can't even tell y'all too much about that part, because that's God's work. I don't care how much more these people with these cars and stuff infected, but... we got some dirty air, y'all, some dirty water and everything, yeah. So why help illness set in with bad management of your own body, your own condition? It don't make no sense. Leave the salt and the cigarettes alone. And that's just the start. You know, we got another thing going around. God is prevalent in our neighborhood. I just didn't know it was as prevalent as it is. Those are illnesses that can be prevented or slowed down to a standstill. But guess what? You have to stop some of the good things you like seafood and beef. You know, y'all don't hear me? But you have to check on yourself to know whether or not you in any condition to catch God or do God or whatever it is, what they say. They don't say assume the position no more. They say assume the condition. Yeah, TV like you're doing, and, you know, your feet swelling up on you, your ankles getting big, but then you saying a patient a couple of days ago, because their ankles were swelling up and everything else, people were saying, well, you know, you might be close to being on dialysis. And the assumption was, no, it ain't that bad. What did the doctor say? Oh, I ain't go to no doctor yet. He wasn't hurting. Oh, Lord have mercy. The games we play, you know, but then, you know, like I said, they don't say, and it's just like a police job, they don't say assume the position, they say assume the condition. If you know something is wrong with your body and you're scared to go to the hospital, it's also something wrong with your mind. Because you're not a doctor. That means you either need to talk to Uncle Billy, and I will tell you, take your butt to the doctor. Because if it wasn't there yesterday, if it wasn't there last week, your body is telling you something wrong. You know, that's the best it can do for you. It can't talk. It can send you all kinds of messages. You got a headache, but aspirin won't stop it. You got a backache, but a lead won't help it. That's your body telling you something. You done wrote them a leaves out. It's time to go get you some hydrocodone. But to get the hydrocodone, you're going to have to talk to a doctor. And then it's going to be hell. Yeah, I ain't going to tell you how hard it's going to be to get the hydrocodone. Because people have been abusing them and stuff like that. That's another reason why they're not no good no more. Because people have overused them, abused them, and everything else. But that's the price we have to pay for letting our kids think it was a good habit to, you know, play them games. But, and I blame that on you, too. As a parent, that was your responsibility to tell your child. Show your child around the same way you went to the hospital and checked, saw them people sick. If your child is getting out of hand or out of control, take the child to the jailhouse. Let him see some of that scared straight stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, you got to keep it real. Because if you don't, if you can't talk to your child and raise your child, pitiful sight, pitiful thing. That your child get you in public and say, I ain't gonna do that. Just cause you told me to, I ain't gonna do it. That's a reason to go to the hospital anyhow. Y'all know him. Yeah, so, you know, we keep passing on all of these old different negative things about real men don't go to the hospital, real men don't cry, real men don't go to the doctor. I submit to you that if you have any kind of illness, illness will rob you of your bank account. It's just like highway robbery. So you need to take care of it in advance of finding out that medication without insurance can cost upwards of $2,000-$3,000 a month, especially if you have an illness that's chronic, especially if you have an illness that's going to take them a long time to straighten out. That's how doctors pay. Y'all don't hear me, but you need to be listening. You need to be taping this or writing it down or something, because it's going to come back to haunt you. if you don't have the insurance, Lord have mercy. I'm gonna tell y'all something that's a true story that wouldn't want you to forget. I went to the hospital. I'm not going to call the hospital's name. I need to have an MRI. I didn't even know what an MRI was. This was in the 90s. I go upstairs. Lady asked me for $400, $500 or something. You know, she wasn't being pleasant and she was being kind of rude because of the way she was asking about my money. And everything. So I told her, well, no, I don't have that. Not knowing how ill I was. Undeniably, I didn't know. I really didn't know the gun was loaded. I didn't know. You know, I had no idea that a superstar could be that sick and didn't know it. I'd seen some outside doctors, you know. Doctors that's going to tell you what they want you to, what you want to hear and disregard anything else because they still got paid. You know what I'm saying? So, but I was hurting so bad. But when this lady asked me, and she asked me the way she asked me for my money, I said, well, I'll be back. 2 months later, I was in the hospital on dialysis. Yeah. Lost my kidney. Close to losing my liver. And then at that time, I hadn't received the diagnosis on my liver because they only looked at it, I guess, the healthy side, and so I got a basic okay on my liver, but I also at that time had cancer. So unknowing to the doctors because they were looking for something else because they were working at that time on my kidney. Yeah. Anyhow, a few years later, 6-7 years later, I was diagnosed with liver cancer. So I'm not telling you something I heard. And when I tell you it's time for a change in the mentality of men, women, children, and everything else, but if we don't bring it about, if we don't make some changes, guess what? It's going to continue in record numbers as it is today. We have to put a stop to it. We have to make moves that's going to better our health condition. Because if we don't, our time is really, really limited. And we are insufficient in assisting our kids and grandkids and everybody else about what they can do about it because we're greedy about the salt and the cigarettes and everything else. And it don't look good. It don't look good on paper or nothing else. You knowing how dumb and crazy you would be smoking and drinking and whatever else when you're sick. And it don't make a whole lot of great sense. But guess what? You still do it and you hold your head up like you so strong and you so this and that. When you get on dialysis, you go to whining and crying like a little bit of baby. Yeah, I done seen them. I done seen 18, 19-year-olds die because they couldn't change. Because they were stupid, just like their parents. Stupid, dumb, crazy. You know? Thought ain't gonna kill me. Thought is already killing you, fool. And if you keep on while you're supposed to be trying to recuperate and get better, and you're doing crazy things with your body and some of the same things that you were doing that got you sick in the first place, then you ain't helping yourself. But you're trying to play like you're so strong. Yeah, that's a major sign of weakness that you can't change. You know what I'm saying? Who y'all hear me now? of you know it ain't no joke what it is, because everybody knows somebody sick. Everybody knows
yeah.
somebody that died from
yeah.
cancer. Everybody knows yeah. somebody that's by dog me had some kind of high blood pressure
yeah.
over some kind of chronic illness that they can't even think of the name of and stuff. Because
right.
They was not trying to take care of themselves. They was trying to show how strong they were, and they died. You know, there's things that we can do to stop a lot of the illnesses that we got. Yeah. If you just keep on talking about it, might as well talk about the HIV in our areas, too. Sometimes we act like we don't care. Talk to young people outside sometimes. And, boy, please, don't let the conversation get on sex. Because if you do, they still don't know about sex. Young kids now, they all don't know about you do it. They don't know the ramifications. They don't know nothing else. Do it. Still got them baby mamas and the baby mama's daddies up in there, up in smoke. We need to talk about some of these things. And guess what? The new show is going to be called I Identify. And next 5 to 10 minutes, we're going to talk about I Identify. Because we're going to have you. Hopefully we can catch you before you get sick. Right after you start healing and help you out with some of the things that you need. But we're going to have a program called I Identify. You'll be able to come on the show more than once, more than twice, hopefully with a little showing to tell people a little about yourself, do a little something for yourself. And try to make some changes and give folk the chance to see some of the changes that you're making immediately, you know, within a 6 to 8 week span. Because this show is truly and solely meant to help people, heal, to be there for preventative measures in life, not just health, but wealth and everything else that counts, because living is where it is. So when you call, ask Uncle Billy, ask him for what you need. He might not know it, but guess what? Y'all will find out together. And that's what makes it so much fun. That's the reason you can identify, because you can tell somebody what you need. And that's what it's all about. You got to get a little selfish in order to be real, to be you. And that means if you know you're sick, you're not no doctor. Quit trying to diagnose yourself. But if you ain't got no insurance, what you gonna do? Sit back and wait. Lord have mercy. There you go again. You gonna sit? Ain't nothing gonna come to you like no goddamn bird in the night. Birds don't even like to fly at night. Let's get real. You got to do something. You know, the only place work, success comes before work, is in the dictionary. Yeah, you'll catch that in a minute. You know, S come for W. You got to work for what you want. You got to sacrifice. You got to start giving back. When the last time you've been to a cancer clinic to check on other patients? Well, I ain't never been. You know why? Didn't your uncle die of cancer and stuff? You ain't got nothing you want to give back. You ain't got nothing you want to think about. Think about the things you could be doing while you're doing nothing. You know, it's called doing something with a purpose. But if you don't have no purpose, then our mind is the devil's playground. I ain't going to get too religious on you, but I'm going to tell you a couple of facts. You know, if you ain't doing nothing, your mind is telling you to do something. Usually it's wrong. Yeah. y'all don't hear me, but then, like I said, without the experience I have, I couldn't tell you the truth all that right. I'm telling. So, you know, it's all about having been there. I'm not giving you no hearsay. I'm not telling you no hearsay. I ain't telling you about something I heard. I'm telling you about something I know. Yeah. And so, you're going to play strong. You better be strong for real. Because, you know, are you eating that salt? Think about what Uncle Bill told you. And Uncle Bill done already had one transplant and need another one. Well, see, actually, I had two. I had a liver and a kidney transplant at the same time because I was in real need.
Wow. Wow.
So, I'm giving you the information from the horse's mouth, you know, not
right.
Something I heard. Yeah.
Right.
And then, like I said, when I first started the conversation on salt, I remember I used to put salt in my mouth just by itself. Hot dog, that's a good taste to me. Didn't know nothing about high blood pressure. Didn't really care. I thought I was invincible. Yeah. And look at here. Like I said, by the time the illness set in, and you have to remember something that I said. Now, when I didn't say I was broke when I went to the hospital and that lady asked me for my money. She said I was dumb. I was mad because she asked me for my money the way she did. 2 months later, I was on dialysis.
Boy.
So I paid $400 for that MRI. I might not have been out of God dog me $20,000. Think about it. Y'all don't hear me?
All right.
But like I said, for the end of this show, you're going to understand me. I said a long, long time ago, one of my first shows, I was going to get to tell y'all about a whole saying that was so formidable in our psyche that we kept it in mind all the time. And I think it was about 30 shows ago, which means it had to be about 4 or 5 months back. I said, pay me now or pay me later. Think about it. You don't start doing something about your health, you damn sure going to destroy your well.
Because
your illnesses will break you. Not only you, your family, your friends, and anybody else that care about you. And until we make some positive changes, can't make no positive changes after you get up laying in no bed. You got to start doing it now. That's the reason we're talking about it now. So what you got to do is you got to make some decisions. And, you know, it's really not hard if you make them logical, you know. A lot of us young folk, you know, I ain't but 6'6", going on 70. A lot of those young folk used to make the wrong decisions with the wrong tools, you know. Our brains wasn't good enough. So, and that's how come we got in the position where some of the own kids that we have that's supposedly ours is not ours because we didn't raise them. Have they got any of your instincts? Have they got any of your God dog me humor? Do they have any of your disposition? Well, y'all don't hear me, then that ain't your child. You know, he might look like you, but guess what? You didn't feed him long enough. Nobody used to stay in our hood, and this is straight out of Bonton. This is so Bonton real. Feed him long enough, they'll look like you. Ask a lot of them stepdaddies that don't be called stepdaddies by their kids. They can be called daddy. Because that's what they were. a lot of them that's done the job so well are being called fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
mm-hmm.
don't hear me? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be yours to keep them. But it would feel good to be called father by one that you know wasn't your biological child. That means you did your job well. Now stop lying to them. Take them kids and put them in your responsibility factor, and take them to the hospital. And if they start dog meat beat or try to be a bully, take them down to the jail house and show them what really bullies look like. Yeah, you know, stuff like that. You got to be real with the kids nowadays because they're so intelligent. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, speaking of intelligence, I know y'all ain't thinking about it right now, but I'm just going to bring it up one more time. Y'all will see it. Y'all will see it as soon as I get my web page up. St. Phillips is having a kid for new program in April. Tell y'all a little bit more about this cancer thing. Celebrating Women Foundation is having their gathering in December the 12th, on December the 12th at the Hilton Hotel. Y'all will be seeing that on Uncle Billy's website. We'll be getting it up within the next couple of days. It's up right now, but it's a work in process, not in progress. It's a work in process. I just have to get the people together. Y'all don't hear
right.
me. But
right.
then y'all will understand me after a while. And after we get it all down, y'all gonna have the best opportunity of your life to get real, talk about it, and show somebody what you really feel. Because you're going to be dealing with Ask Uncle Bill. Ask Uncle
right.
Billy, open to the public. And like I said, as soon as the website is running correctly and properly, we'll get a chance to talk and do everything else. Because my Twitter site going to be the biggest Twitter site in the nation. Let's make that happen. Let's make that possible. Because I find that if I send some information over, I create more friends, and that's what I'm looking for, friends and Twitters. And guess what, y'all? By Friday, I will learn how to Twitter. So y'all get a laugh out of that because I'm going to work y'all up there. I'm going to have y'all asking and answering questions on Twitter like no one else has ever asked and got great responses because we don't work it out. We don't talk it out, because the dialogue is what's going to save a lot of us, because we got to learn to share. We got to learn to care. And as much as we give back, guess what? That's what we get back. So here I come, y'all. Get ready. It's going to be wild-ass. Wild Uncle Bill and the lady on the street with the word. She'll have a new name by the start of next week. And y'all might be calling her Queen Lady on the Street with the Word. So it's on and popping.
All right.
That 90 seconds, I'm going to let her say goodbye to y'all. Y'all have a great evening.
All right. I want to say I enjoyed it very, very much. And like you said, I just want to interject some scriptures. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people perish. Vision and gave all a vision to take yourself out. And also, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he's trying to go ahead and extend that knowledge that he's received. And we're going to do that because that's what we need to start doing as a people, as a generation, as just family, on the human being family. We need to start sharing better and caring better. And that health is a big part of it. So with that, I want to just say good night and bye, y'all.
Holla.
Holla.
Shout. It's so nice to say goodbye to yesterday, but tomorrow is going to bring on a party. I'll holler. Shout. Good night. Whoop the queen for that 16.